This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Ziegenbusch wants to throw out pattern, goal line, receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Plyman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. Scores Broadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from LaCal Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brooklyn's. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schulze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schulze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Oh, good evening to all of you. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. Welcome back, Chuck, here on Scores Broadcast. Nice to be here after a bout with some low-grade pneumonia. The cold weather kept everybody inside. We broadcasted some games here in the last few weeks. The people indoors listened, enjoyed our coverage. Light attendance in gyms here recently.
Yep.
Another cold snap coming up this weekend. And then maybe a warm-up for us just around the corner next week. Going to be warm in this gym tonight, that's for sure.
Good crowd.
Rushi Raiders, Fort Loramie Redskins. Yep, a big number of folks on both sides of the Redskins gymnasium as the Rushi Raiders go for their first SCAL Girls Championship since 1994. Hard to believe, but that's the case. A win by Rushi tonight gives the Raiders the outright title with a mark of 11-1. We drop Fort Loramie to 9-3 in a second-place tie with Anna at 9-3. Anna's done. The Rockets girls have played their 12 games in the SCAL. Should Fort Loramie win, the Redskins would then be able to forge a two-way tie atop the league standings with Rushi at 10-2. JV game underway, Fort Loramie 23, Rushi 15, a minute 50 left to go in the third period of our JV game. These two varsity teams on a roll lately, Chuck, playing their best offense of the year, no doubt about it. Overall on the campaign, Fort Loramie 13-6, a rebuilding year, 9-2 in the SCAL. Rushi 17-3 on the season, 10-1 in league action. How about these Fort Loramie Redskins? They have won 4 of 5, Rushi 6 of 7. Both teams playing solid defensive basketball. Each team getting some well-rounded scoring now as the season has progressed. We'll keep our eye on defense tonight. That is what did Fort Loramie in that first meeting. But that, I mean, Rushi's defense, Chuck, 34-16. Raiders holding Fort Loramie to four field goals in that initial bout.
Yep.
Loramie's improved. How much has Loramie improved offensively, and how much against Rushi's vaunted defense? That's the key tonight.
Well, yeah, it's going to be the key, because it's just flipped from what it used to be. Fort Loramie's defense used to just terrorize other teams. This year, it's Rushi. And they're not a fabulous offensive team, but boy, their defense makes them run the floor and score. Loramie's going to have to really play well tonight to win this one.
To make your point, Fort Loramie is giving up 36 points a game. Usually in February, we're saying after 20 games, Fort Loramie's allowing 26 points a game. That's where Rushi is.
Yep.
Rushi is yielding 26 points per game. Rushi with the edge there, it would seem. Free throw department, Fort Loramie 62%. Rushi only 57%. Raiders need to pick it up in that category. From the three-point arc, Rushi a better team, 32%, Fort Loramie 26%. In fact, threes paved the way for Rushi's win at Marion Local on Tuesday night by a final score of 37-36. Big victory for the Raiders on Tuesday. Keep in mind, tomorrow night we are at Rushi. Botkin's Trojans try to take another step toward completing a 12-0 campaign in the SCAL. Who would have thought? And no way we would have dreamed that back in November, Chuck, that the Botkin's Trojans would have a very good chance to finish 12-0 on the boys' side, winning the league by maybe as many as four games over rivals like Anna, Jackson Center, Rushi, and others.
Well, you look at who they had back. They definitely had the most talent back, the most experience back.
Right.
But they, you know, they made some adjustments early. Some kids had to figure out their new role. But they are the class of the Shelby County League, that's for sure.
But defense has fueled offense all year long for Botkins. Case in point, again on Tuesday, when the Trojans dismantled Jackson Center. Held them to 2 points in a quarter, 3 points in a quarter, 5 points in a quarter. Just amazing D turned in by Botkins. 18 second chance points. Forced Jackson Center into 23 turnovers. And Botkins has been doing that in the league all year long.
Yeah, I mean, they're long. They move their feet well. They're just a well-rounded basketball team. And Phil Grove does as good a job as anybody around coaching basketball.
Botkins 10-0 in the league heading into that game tomorrow night at Rushi. We've got the coverage for you on the air about 6:35 p.m. tomorrow evening from Rushi. Anna 6-3, Jackson Center 6-3, Rushi 6-3, all aiming at probably 8-4 finishes in the SCAL. You know it's a down year, Chuck, when you look at the overall records of the teams in the Shelby County Athletic League.
Yeah.
Fairlawn's 10-9, Botkins 13-3, nobody else over 500.
Yeah, I was looking at that the other day. I pulled up just to see what the standings were, and yeah, every year that I've been doing this, there might be two or three teams in the Shelby County League that can play with anybody in the MAC.
Yep.
There's at least four teams in the MAC that nobody in Shelby County League wants this year.
Yep. Well said. Again, on the girls' side, Rushi heading into play tonight, 10-1, 17-3 overall. Fort Loramie, 9-2. Redskins have suffered six setbacks, have won 13. A big win this past weekend at Big Walnut in that event, clobbering Indian Hill by a final score of 48-25. Way to go, Redskins, who have been playing mighty well offensively. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. And a 9-3 in the girls' ledger, 12-7 overall, and in third place. Houston 5-6, 10-9. Botkins 4-7, 9-11 on the year. Fairlawn 1-10, Jackson Center 1-10 to round out the girls' standings. We'll return with more from here at Fort Loramie in just a few minutes. 6 minutes plus left in our JV game. Fort Loramie 26, Rushi 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
And welcome back to Fort Loramie. Jack with Chuck. In the Redskins' recent win over Indian Hill, Janelle Siegel pumped in 15 points, 2 of 5 behind the arc, 8 of 10 at the free throw line. Olivia Brandwee had 8 points, 4 of 8 from the floor, 8 rebounds. Kendall Tennery, 6 points, 2 of 5 from three-point land, 5 assists. In the victory over Jackson Center, Fort Loramie got 12 from Corinne Holscher. 3 of 5 shooting 2, 6 of 6 at the foul line. Olivia Brandwee, 21 in that game against Jackson Center. 9 of 14 from the floor, 12 boards. Liza Puppelman canned 16 points on 6 of 10 shooting 2s against Fairlawn. Izzy Meyer had 10 points in that game, 10 rebounds. Olivia Brandwee had 8 points, 8 boards. Corinne Holscher, 11 in that contest, 5 of 6 shooting 2s. And in the game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com, a resounding triumph by the Fort Loramie girls over Mississinewa Valley. Liza Puppelman drilled home 18 points. She had 5 assists, 11 rebounds. Janelle Siegel, 11 points, 4 of 8 shooting 2s. Brandwee had 8 in that game. And going all the way back to the Lima Bath encounter here at Fort Loramie, Puppelman, 31 points, 12 of 17 from the floor, 7 of 11 from the free throw line. Brandwee in that game had 12 rebounds, 11 points. Chuck, Fort Loramie offensively has been putting on quite a show the last three or four weeks.
Well, they're very young. Your freshman and sophomore are the ones that are leading them right now. Matty Chateau going out at the beginning before the season started. She was going to be a top five scorer in the league, not just for Fort Laramie, in the league. So when you take that away, you got to make some adjustments. You got to get other kids thinking about scoring. It just really disrupts everything. Laramie's finding their niche right now.
And Shadow, no doubt, would have added a few points per game to the totals of teammates.
Oh, absolutely. Because, yeah, she's a great passer.
Meanwhile, the Rushi girls have played extremely well, too. Beating Marion Local last night, or I should say on Tuesday night, 37-36 in Maria Stein. Coming from seven down at the half to do it. Rushi trailed by three at the end of three, 26-23, won it 37-36 on a Celeste Borchers free throw in the final second of the game. In that contest on Tuesday night, Cordonia had 10 points, Callie Gubo had 9, Celeste Borchers at 8, Hazel Francis 6, Faith York 2 in that contest, and Cammie Schaefer dropped home a couple of points against Marion Local. Cordonia has been shooting the three ball extremely well, as Ariana on Tuesday night against Marion Local connected on three triples. She made four threes in a win over Brookville recently. She had three against Marion Local on Tuesday night. Gubo added a triple. Borchers had a three in that game. In that nice 8-point victory against Brookville at the Versailles MLK event, as I noted, Cordonia had 4 trifectas in that game. Gubo at 14, Francis 11, Borchers 8. 56 points rattled off by Rushi, yeah, against a strong Brookville club in that event over the holidays at Versailles.
Well, that's a lot of points, and Cordonia is the engine,
yep,
to this offense. She doesn't have to score 25 for him because she facilitates so well. She shoots the ball. You got to know where she is, and she's as good a player as there is in the league.
Hazel Francis had 17,
yep,
in the first meeting between these two. Fort Laramie scored 16 total in that game. Take away Hazel Francis, it was dead even. But Hazel was the difference maker. Fort Laramie was limited to 4 field goals in that first encounter between the Redskins and Raiders.
Yeah, I remember that. It was fun if you were a Raider, but it was not a fun game to watch, that's for sure. But, yeah, Hazel Francis, I like her. As a freshman last year, I thought she really played well, and she's just getting better and better.
Heads up. She's maybe the girls' SCAL player of the year, and Eli Pitts on the boys' side.
I couldn't argue with either one of those.
No, uh-uh. I'm not trying to change people's minds. It's just one of those years. I think it's fairly clear-cut.
Well, yeah, I've thought it was fairly clear-cut a couple of times in the past, and
true,
I was a little shocked at the voting. I think sometimes there's a jealousy factor.
Yes.
And it's just human nature. But the two that you mentioned absolutely would be, yeah, my two choices.
And what's your definition of player of the year? Is it MVP or is it not MVP? That's up for discussion.
Player of the year is the, yeah, person who has the best basketball season. I think it comes down to points, assists, rebounds.
Yeah. All right.
That's where it should be. It's not, you know, it doesn't have to be the player on the best team, but usually the best player on the best team is the player of the year to me.
Right. Yeah, that year that Finkenbein won it over Jacob Kleiman, interesting battle. And Botkins went on to win the state.
Yeah, I know.
That season, Finkenbein was spectacular for Anna, and neither team would have been nearly as successful without either guy.
Right.
That's for sure.
Oh, Finkenbein was just easy.
Yeah.
When he crossed midcourt, he was in range. He was as good a shooter as I've seen. His dad did a lot of good work with him.
Yep. Across the center line, a shot, counted, a triple for Finkenbein. Fort Laramie's dominated this girls' series, as we all know, winning 16 of the last 19 When was the last time Rushi swept Fort Loramie in the season? 2016-17. Raiders won three. 50-27, 45-30, and 49-36 in the tournament. Rushi with a chance here tonight to win the league outright. First time since 94, and sweep Fort Loramie for the first time since 2016-17.
Well, as watered down as these divisions are now,
yep.
Rushi got the talent to go a long way in the tournament.
No doubt about that. Last year, a couple of fine games were played. Fort Loramie won 48-38 and 39-34 in OT. Those were two outstanding clashes. Neither one decided till the final minute or two. And as I said, way back in 16-17, Rushi swept Fort Loramie, winning three in a row. Jackson Center was the league champ that year,
yep.
Back in 16-17. And Fort Loramie finished 16-9 on the year, 8-4 in the league. Rushi was 21-6, 9-3 in the league. Jackson Center, 11-1 in the SCAL. Only loss was to Fort Loramie. Tigers beat Minster in the regional, went all the way to the state semi, lost to Waterford 37-35. We've heard that name, Waterford, before.
Well, yeah, I think that way back then they had that 6'10 girl that played all those years against Fort Loramie. Yeah, they had a nice basketball team, but boy, that Jackson Center team was just so much fun to watch. They played so hard and together.
We expect a fine game tonight. Certainly hard-working players sat here on the court this evening. Make no mistake about that. Rushi and Fort Loramie will go at it tooth and nail defensively. The club with a little hot streak offensively might very well win this game. Who knows? Probably 35, maybe even 30. Wins the contest this evening, Chuck.
I think Loramie needs it to be there. I think that if Rushi would love to play it into the 40s or the low 50s.
Yeah, Rushi giving up 26 points a game. Fort Loramie, 36. A minute left in our JV tilt, 35-21. Fort Loramie over Rushi. We'll return with more Raiders Redskins as they go at it for the SCAL girls title here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair, towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's Convenience Store and Drive-Thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
The goal at Eisenhart Homes in Bodkins is to create a home for you that satisfies every aspect of your lifestyle and is a home you truly love. Sharon and Tom Schnippel say their new 2,100-square-foot home by Eisenhart is exquisite, right down to every detail.
We feel the dark grout and the colored stone of the fireplace complement the beautiful coffered ceiling.
A new home by Eisenhart can eliminate walls and combine living spaces.
This provides a warm coziness for our great room and also for our open floor plan.
You'll have confidence in Eisenhart Homes.
Corey Eisenhart was so helpful and so professional in the construction of our truly customized craftsman home.
Relax while your home is built exactly the way you want it. You won't have to break a sweat or break the budget.
Eisenhart Homes gave us a price and stuck to that price. Eisenhart kept construction on schedule and on budget.
We're also experts at remodels. We add rooms, update kitchens, and finish basements.
Tom and I truly love our new home from Eisenhart.
You will too, with all your heart. In Bodkins, EisenhartHomes.com. EisenHardt.
On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, we stand behind hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provico has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable Provico team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, supporting your farm, your animals, and your success.
And hello once again. Welcome everybody back here to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McPhee. We are about 15 minutes away from the opening tip tonight between the Raiders and Redskins. Should be a fine girls clash between the two clubs, which are 1-2 in the Shelby County Athletic League. As we head down the wire to close out the season, Rushi with a victory here tonight takes the crown outright. The first time for Rushi High School on the girls' side since 1994. A Fort Loramie victory forges a two-way tie atop the league. Both teams would conclude the SCAL at 10-2. Head coach Carla Siegel for Fort Loramie in year number 26. She is rolling right along toward 600 victories coaching here at Fort Loramie in her career. She is 500 plus. All she's done is win about 82-83% of the games she has coached. Quite an achievement along the way for Carla, who is a 1989 Fort Loramie High School grad. Head coach for Rushi is Michael Bayshore, and he's had a short stint since 2023 as head coach at Rushi. Led the Raiders to a district championship in that campaign. Formerly had coaching stints, short ones, at Fort Recovery and Versailles. Had a nice tenure at Greenville coaching the boys. In fact, Rushi girls head coach Michael Bayshore coached the Greenville boys to a GWAC North Championship in 15-16. A major milestone for Greenville High School. And Bayshore was named GWAC Coach of the Year, District 9 Coach of the Year, and Southwest Ohio Division 1 Coach of the Year. Will be interesting tonight, Chuck, to watch the two mentors match wits, especially if we've got a close game second half, fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, they're both really good basketball coaches. It's going to come down to what you talked about right off the top. If Loramie can handle the pressure and not turn the ball over, they got a chance. If they turn it over like they did the first time we saw them, yep, it's just going to be over quickly.
Exactly. And that brings us to our building components for this game tonight. Francis Schulte and Rushi offers the winning combo of style and timeless appeal, using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. for these two teams tonight. The key building components, as we've highlighted, defense. Fort Laramie's got to handle the Rushi pressure. Fort Laramie needs a much better offensive game than it produced the first time around against Rushi when the Raiders won 34-16. Those are key building components tonight. They open the doors to success for Rushi and Fort Laramie. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring the winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you so much, Francis Schulze in Rushi. A new sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com is Woody's at Kayville in Kettlersville on Route 274 east of 29. It's one of a very few number of breakfast, lunch, and dinner spots around. It's a two-year-old diner, and it is quite successful in short order, very popular, receiving rave reviews because of its great vibe and even better food and service. Breakfast 7:30 to 10:30, Wednesday to Sunday. Different daily lunch plates available. 4 p.m. dinner specials include 95-cent wings on Mondays, barbecue ribs and chicken on Thursdays, prime rib on Saturdays, and more. Customers love the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's at Kayville in Kettlersville, your classic go-to spot for any meal of the day. And the restaurant truly captures the essence of what a local eatery should be. And oh yes, you can order piping hot pizza and hearty burgers too. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274. And a big thank you to Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney. It provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, just to name several. Shelby County Veteran Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282 to schedule an appointment. For information, visit the website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Thanks to LaCal Equipment, an originating partner here on ScoresBroadcast.com. LaCal has been with us 21 years, would not be here today without the start LaCal gave us. It is a 21-year continuing sponsor. Thank you, LaCal. And on with us for 10 years, Osgood Bank. Osgood Bank in Rushi, Fort Laramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, osgoodbank.com. We've got more from Fort Laramie in a few minutes. Redskins and Raiders on scoresbroadcast.com.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the Food Court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Well, the Fort Laramie Redskins girls are down to our left, still shooting. Rushi had left the floor. Here come the Raiders back on the hardwood. We are 5 minutes away from the opening tip as we bring down the curtain on the girls' high school basketball campaign. SCAL title on the line here tonight. Rushi with a victory can claim the championship outright, its first since 1994. Chuck, you mentioned the loss of Maddie Shadow to Fort Laramie early on in this season. Corinne Holscher missed a lot of games, nursing a shoulder injury. Haley Meyer is still out right now. We failed to mention Claudia Haney, 6'2", senior, Rushi, missing the entire senior campaign for her.
That's too
bad. Can you imagine how much more lengthy and taller this Rushi team would be with 6'2 Haney in there? Where would head coach Michael Bayshore find spots on the floor to play everybody?
Well, and a 6'2 girl that's been playing varsity since she was a freshman.
Yep.
So all that experience, that's a tough one to replace, but they've done a nice job.
Fort Laramie girls won the JV game. Redskins try to make it a sweep tonight. It will be a tall order against this Rushi basketball team. That is for sure. Your starting lineups brought to you by Fox Supply in Minster. For Rushi, Ariana Cordonia at guard, 5'7 sophomore, 9.5 points a game. Faith York, 3 points a game, 5'8 senior to wing. Kylie Dosick starts, a couple points a game, 5'10 senior forward. Hazel Francis, 6-foot guard, a junior, 10 per outing. Celeste Porchers, a 6-foot junior, averaging 7 points per game. One starter in double figures for Rushi. Same way for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Just one starter in double digits, and that is Liza Puppelman at 11 per game. She's a 5-foot, 9-inch sophomore. Janelle Siegel, 5 a game starts, 5'10 junior. Izzy Meyer, 5'8 senior, 5 points a game in the opening five. Olivia Brandewee, freshman, 5'11, coming on strong, 7 points plus per game. And Kendall Tennery, 5'7 senior, 5 plus points per contest. For head coach Carla Siegel's starting five. We've got the opening tip when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Plaza of Hawkins is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Botkins is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start to finish, set up to cleanup, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, general manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place.
Hey, do you have short or long-term pain or discomfort? I'd like for you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, your care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
You can contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. That's 710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
That the Raiders have been introduced. Fort Laramie Redskins being introduced at the moment. Seconds away from the tip of tonight's game between these two outstanding girls basketball programs, Fort Laramie and Rushi. Hey, we are a wholesale distributor of cleaning, safety, and food service supplies for more than 1,000 companies. We are Fox Supply. We contract with organizations and market these supplies in large volumes. And we work closely with more than 60 schools in West Central Ohio. Fox Supply supports our schools, academic programs, and athletic teams, which have been highlighted by Scores Broadcast for 20 years. Fox Supply continues to build a strong reputation of customer goodwill by delivering on its effort to improve our communities even further. Fox Supply is one of many organizations helping to make our region a great place to live, to work, to receive an education, and to raise families. Here in Minster for nearly 50 years, it is Fox Supply. Thank you so much. Fort Laramie, going from right to left on your phone or computer as you use your imagination. Brucey, left to right. Redskins in the home white, red numbers outlined in black. Brucey, the away blue, gold numerals, gold and white piping. Opening tip to start the game, won by Fort Laramie on the Arkansas tannery. Hits the cutter, Puppelman down the lane, in traffic, shot off the window, no good. Rebound, Brucey. That gives us an idea right away, Chuck. The officials will let them play.
Yes, he got banged, but I don't think it was a bad no-call.
I would agree. Here is Rushi going to the post. Down low on the right. Oh, it's a good pivot move by Cordonier. Like that first play right out of the...
Why not? Put her on the block. She's got as much his moves of a post player and a three-point shooter.
Yep, extremely athletic. Ariana Cordonier went down low, caught the entry pass, and from 5 feet away, swiveled, made a nifty bank shot, and then Fort Laramie hurrying up down the floor to her left, tried a shot on the run. It was short, went out of bounds. Off the Redskins last, Fort Laramie pressuring in backcourt. Here is Rushi at the timeline. It's York up ahead to Cordonier. Cordonier dribble drive into the left corner. Swings it back out on top to York. 2-0 Rushi. We played a minute. High right with the ball is Borchers. Swung to the left side to York, hitting a cutter in the lane. It's Francis back to Borchers, 25 feet away. Cordonier outside the arc in the right. Picked up on the play by Tenery. Good matchup right there. Kendall drawing that assignment against Ariana Cordonier. Driving baseline right with the ball. Celeste Borchers can't shoot. Flipped it on top to Dosick. Baseline left, open jump shooter. 10-footer, in and out, no good. Borchers couldn't get it to go. It was down below the rim and snapped away. Fort Laramie to the top of the circle. It is Puppelman. Tenery, 30 feet away. Tries to hit the cutter. Puppelman, it's spoiled. Knocked out of bounds by York. 2-0, Rushi, 6-11 to go here in the first. Inbounding baseline left is Tenery for Fort Laramie. Let's see what play has been designed. Ball tossed, foul line to Corinne Holscher, who's coming off the bench right away. She gave it up to Puppelman, 30 feet out, no shot. Now Tenery. Puppelman between the center circle and the top of the key. Goes outside the arc on the left to Siegel. Back to Tenery. Excellent man-to-man defense by Rushi. Far right wing, it's Puppelman. Pivots, little pick and roll for Izzy Meyer. Broken up by Rushi and stolen. Outlet pass down the floor to Borchers. To the trailer, York. Shot fake, steps inside the arc. Missed it badly off to the left. Rebound pinballed around. Saved by Francis in the left corner. On the arc to Cordonier. Cordonier dribbling that basketball like a yo-yo. Flips it to York. Down to Dosick. Sloppy pass to the post. Picked off by Fort Laramie. 2-0 Rushi. We played 2 minutes and 50 seconds here in the opening quarter. Siegel straight away for Fort Laramie. Into the post to Brandewey. She tries to pivot, and the defender gets a hand on wrist and ball, and it's ruled a foul. I said Brandewey, was Holscher who was hacked, and she's got a couple coming at the stripe with 5:07 to go in the opening stanza. Rushi on top, 2's up. Holscher swishes the free throw, and she has become a vital cog here in the last couple weeks offensively for the Redskins.
Yeah, but see, she's a good one to have, and her and Brandewey together make a pretty good post group in there.
Yep, fine duo. Second free throw, front rim, backboard. It is good. Tied up at two. Rushi having trouble in backcourt. There was a travel violation missed by the officials. Borchers walk, no call. She got it to Cordonier. Cordonier gets a screen from Dosik. Little pick and roll. No throw inside. Now to York in the right corner. York at the elbow on the right. Oh, nice pick and roll on the play with Borchers. Little body contact. Fort Loramie got away with a foul. Borchers couldn't get it to go. He comes away to Fort Loramie. Referees letting them play. 4:37 to go here in the first. Tied at two. Holscher outside the arc on the right to Tennery. Tennery veers off into the right corner. And it is a fine steal by Ariana Cordonier. She rolls the ball ahead to a teammate. Rushi off and running. Two on two. Borcher sprints in from the right. Throws it up off the glass. No good. Long rebound to Cordonier. Three ball is perfect. Cordonier, a triple. A trifecta. Great job, Rushi, finding the open player after getting the offensive board. 5 points for Cordonier. 5-2, Rushi in the lead. Redskins will have to do a better job finding Ariana in this game. Here's a great pass on top. Tennery hits Brandewijk. Brandewijk glides to the rim with a left hand. A runner blocked on the play by Rushi. Held ball results. Redskins will keep it. No, the indication from the referee is it's Raiders possession with 3:50 left in the opening period. Rushi on top, 5-2. Ariana Cordonier, so important to this team. Well, she's capable of 15, maybe even 20 on any given night, Chuck.
She is a scorer, that's a fact.
Cordonier holds the ball back to the basket, 25 feet away. Meyer fights it loose for Fort Loramie, rolls into backcourt. Cordonier gets it, and then she's grabbed. Common foul, sideline. Rushi will throw in. Puppelman, Izzy Meyer, Holscher, Brandewey, Siegel on the floor for Fort Loramie. Cordonier, Gubo out there for Rushi, along with Borchers, who cuts to the basket, right baseline, and dribbles back out on top. Throws to Gubo for three. A long bomb is good. Gubo and Cordonier can light it up from distance, and they've done so here in this game. You got to find Gubo and Cordonier if you are Fort Loramie. Rushi shooting threes very well in the last month, up about 38%. Oh, what a great post move with the left hand. Brandewee wheels and deals down inside and banks it home to make it 8-4. Rushi in the lead, 2:48 to go here in the first quarter. Raiders have the ball far left wing. It is Dosik. Dosik being guarded tightly. Gives it up to Francis. Francis foul line, back to the basket, on the arc to Gubo again. That one appears to be short. Might have been tipped by Puppelman. It comes away to Fort Loramie. Travel violation in backcourt on the Redskins.
That's one of those times that you teach kids, when you catch the ball, you can't just turn and put it on the ground, on the floor, because you don't know who's behind you, and that's what happened that time. So Liza started to make the turn, defender there, and she traveled.
Yeah, picked up both feet a little bit. Didn't expect the Raider to be defending that tightly. Rushi below the basket, inbounds, right in front. Borchers, shot blocked on the play by Brandewey. Comes away to the Redskins. Quickly down the floor in the right corner at Siegel. Pick and roll for Meyer. Broken up and picked off by Cordonier of Rushi. Cross court pass to Gubo. Gubo 25 feet away. Siegel on her. 8-4 Rushi. 2:07 left, opening quarter. Cordonier out high. Rushi's made a change, or I should say Fort Loramie's made a switch up. Puppelman on Cordonier. Screen 25 feet away by Borchers, and she's moving. It was not a stationary position held by the offensive player. And if it wasn't a moving screen, it was a five-second call,
which I was awfully quick, 5 seconds.
That was about 3.5.
Yeah, it was a 2 minute. It wasn't five.
Nope. 1:48 left to go here in the first quarter. 8-4 in favor of Rushi. That's why I couldn't believe it was a five-second call, because no way could it have been 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Overplay by Rushi, near side of the floor. causes Fort Loramie to make an errant throw, but it was tipped ever so slightly.
Yep.
Easy for me to say.
And Coach Bayshore told the official, good call.
Tipped ever so slightly by a Rushi defender. Redskins control into Puppelman foul line. Goes to the right of the paint. Tries to muscle up a shot. Two mitts on it by Rushi players. And they strike it away. And then Rushi heaves it down the floor. Very bad pass. Intercepted by Fort Loramie. And the Redskins get a timeout. Down 8-4 is Fort Loramie with 1:20 left in the first. On scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
And a big thank you to Osgood, new location in Rushi as of last spring. Osgood Bank, Rushi, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and in Osgood. Do well, be good. OsgoodBank.com. Fort Loramie basketball down 4-8-4. 1:13 to go first quarter. Tennery back on the floor. Catches outside the arc on the left. Tammy Schaefer, 6-foot sophomore in for Rushi. Puppelman ahead of the key. Has a lane. Drives down the paint all the way to the rack. Backboard rim. No good. Tough break. Rebound Rushi. Long heave down the floor. Gubo leaks out. Caught the ball over her shoulder and laid it through. Fort Loramie missed a shot inside. And Rushi got a long pass down the floor for a bucket to go up 10-4. With 47 ticks left on the clock here in the opening period. Fort Loramie posting up. Rushi fouls. Four new players come in, two for each side. Tennery inbounding right of the rim for Fort Loramie. Looks for Brandewee in the paint. Gives it to her. Baseline right now. Hand off to Tennery. Tennery rolls it on the hardwood out to Puppelman. 10-4 left, or 10-4 lead by Rushi. Here's Brandewee catching in the post. Oh, and she maneuvers with the left hand. That was a sparkling play by Olivia as she laid it up going from left to right, back to the basket, scored. Beautiful delivery by Brandewee. Here's Schaefer down the lane for Rushi. She flips one up on the road, on the run. Soft touch, front rim, backboard, and in it goes. Nice retaliation by Schaefer of Rushi to make it 12-6. Steal on the play by York of the Raiders. Down the floor to Schaefer. She fires a hasty 28-footer just before the buzzer, ending the first quarter, and it's no good. 12-6 Rushi over Fort Loramie after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your power source, Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie, offers you pure fuel and pure performance. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil also distributes Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes. They are our future leaders. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and tomorrow.
Yep, we start the second quarter here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on the phone for high school sports. Chuck, how about those last two made shots to end the first quarter? The one by Brandewee, the one by Schaefer. Those were two beauties.
I'll tell you, Cammie Schaefer, a sophomore, she's really raw, but the talent in that girl, if they can harness that, she's going to be really good.
Yep, and Brandewee made a dazzling move in the paint.
Yep.
And tossed in a shot with the left. We start the second quarter. Cordonia on the arc. Posting up in the middle is Francis. And Fort Loramie reaches around to flick it away. down to Puppelman. They head to Siegel. Straight away, Holscher. Left side, Siegel. Fort Loramie down 6. 30 seconds gone, second quarter. Siegel top of the key. Bruschi defending. Still in a man. Straight away, Puppelman. It comes out to get it. Puppelman down the right side. Gives it straight away on the play to Garrett. No, that's Maya Grudich in. Yep. Maya Grudich on the floor, a 5'4 sophomore. Here's a baseline Jaba. Puppelman overshoots. Weak side rebound by Brandewey. She leans into a Raider player. Crafty maneuver and attracts a two-shot foul.
Yeah, well, they need Puppelman to heat up here. She's had a pretty bad start to the game offensively.
Yep, she is a marked person being spied on by Rushi heavily. 12-7 as the free throw is made here by Brandewey of Fort Loramie. Second shot up, and it is no good. Off to the right. Clanged off the iron into the hands of York. Down to Cordonier. Quickly ahead it goes to a driver. Barreling in from the left wing. All the way to the rack and scoring. What a maneuver by Borchers. She found a lane and dashed all the way to the rim. It was 20 who scored, not 22. Francis got the bucket. Puppelman right back for Fort Loramie. Gets down low on the right. Shot deflected. She wanted a foul. No call. Last touch below the iron by Fort Loramie. Rushi possession up 7, 14-7, 6:44 left in the second.
She has to be stronger with the ball. When you get in the lane, if you just kind of flip one up, you're probably not going to get a call.
Nope. Maybe a little head fake, shot fake, get somebody off the ground first.
Yep.
Better chance of getting two free throws. Here is York, 25 feet away for Rushi. Hemmed in tightly. Great defense by Grudich. Is it a 5-second call? No, it's a slight nudge far side of the court. That bailed Rushi out. Raiders will throw in. 3/4 of the way down the hardwood. 6:26 to go here in the second quarter. Rushi 14, Fort Loramie 7. Timeline with the ball. Cordonier for Rushi to York. Ball fed. Foul line. Back to the basket. Francis. Dumps it down inside to Borchers on the arc to Cordonier for 3. A long high archer hits the heel. Ball goes way up in the air. Good rebound in the paint by York. Hands off to a teammate. Layup is good. Outstanding pocket dish on the play by York. Field goal good on the play by Borchers to make it 16-7 Rushi. Offensive board work by the Raiders. It paid off. As the miss by Cordonier went way up in the air. And Rushi yanked it down out of the sky. Made a pocket pass in the lane to generate 2. Fort Loramie now down by the biggest margin of this game. 9 at 16-7. Here's Puppelman forcing one up. Baseline right off the side of the glass. No good. Rebound down to Rushi. And it's Cordonier storming up the floor over center circle. Took a shove in the left shoulder from a Redskin player. Common foul. One on Rushi. 2 on Fort Loramie here in the second quarter. Brandewey had been out. She's back in. Siegel departs for the Redskins. She's got a couple fouls, does Janelle. Cordonier top of the circle, outside the arc on the left. It goes to Francis, back to Cordonier, behind the screen. Misses off to the right, no good. Rebound is poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Cordonier tried the triple, wouldn't go. Raiders, second chance, below the rim to throw in. Francis out of the arc. She cuts toward the rim, catches in the lane, banks up a 7-footer, in and out, sticks up the rebound. It's on the iron. It won't drop. Tie up on the board, arrow says. Redskins possession. Boy, Rushi missed a golden chance right there. Hazel, a couple of good looks, 4 feet away.
She will not miss that shot very often.
16-7 Raiders, 5:06 to go, second quarter. Puppelman midcourt for Fort Loramie. She glides down the right side of the floor to the lane, goes cross-court to a teammate. On top, it's Tennery. Tennery to Meyer, foul line, hits the cutter. Puppelman gliding to the rim in a rush, hits the underneath side of the board, and it comes away to Rushi. Liza not patient enough offensively, forcing some things.
She's not shooting it. She got it. As soon as she feels contact, the play's over, and you can't play that way. You're the point guard. Raiders quickly get the ball down the floor in the left corner to Borchers, and Borchers sees a crack in the Fort Loramie defense, and she angles through it toward the paint. Reach-in foul, Fort Loramie, as the Rushi player was starting to release the ball toward the basket. Couple of free throws here. The first one is up and in by Hazel Francis. She's got 3 points, and it's 17-7 in favor of Rushi. Second free throw, Hazel spins the ball once, twice, arches it up, and it is pure. 18-7 Raiders. 4.5 to go, second quarter. Redskins, forecourt right at Stennery. Ball lobbed toward the lane. Ill-advised pass intended to reach Puppelman. No chance. Rushi got a mitt on it and stroked that ball away. Defensive steal. Cordondra down the floor. Spin move in the lane. Hemmed in. Doubled. Fort Loramie had a hand on the ball and on Ariana's arm. And she's given the benefit of the doubt. Dean, she was shooting the ball. And she gets two at the stripe.
Just the difference in the two was Cordonier continued the play and tried to get the ball up to the rim. And Liza's just kind of quitting when the contact.
And Ariana will just bear hug that basketball. If it's not in the right arm, it'll be tugged under the armpit.
Yeah, she's a strong kid and a really good shooter. Comes from one heck of an athletic family.
And she just connected on the free throw to make it 19-7. Now it's 20-7. Four straight foul shots for the Raiders. Biggest lead of this game, 13 points. 4:06 left here in the second quarter. Ball thrown to Izzy Meyer in the lane for Fort Loramie. Spin move, doesn't shoot. Out to Holscher between the rings, Tennery. Lob pass for Meyer. They go high-low. It's a bad delivery. Wide of the mark, out of bounds. Rushi possession. When we come back, Redskins timeout, trailing Rushi by 13, 20-7, 3:50 left in the second on scorersbroadcast.com.
Hey, you'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. From succulent steaks and roasts to mouth-watering brats, bacon, and burgers, our store is a haven for meat enthusiasts. Thanks to the support of loyal customers, we offer the highest quality in meat processing at our retail store, Curly's Custom Meats. From our gate to your plate, we take great pride in ensuring top-of-the-line standards in maintaining control over our products. At Curly's, we source locally grown wholesome beef and pork, delivering a level of flavor and freshness that's unmatched. You see, we combine the art of butchery with exceptional service. This means for you a meat shopping experience like no other. Curly's state-of-the-art smokehouse produces meat products that will tantalize your taste buds. You'll surely savor the flavor at Curly's Custom Meats, 610 West Pike in Jackson Center. C-U-R-L-Y-S meats.com.
Yep, a commanding double-digit edge for Rushi. 3:40 left to go, second quarter, 20-7 Raiders over the Fort Loramie girls. Fort Loramie having a difficult time finding offense. We talked about that in the pregame. It was our key component. Would Rushi's defense dominate? So far, it has. Schaefer outside the arc for Rushi. Shot fake. There she goes on the bounce into the lane area. Bodies fly. Contact. Fort Loramie bench disagrees with the call. Thought maybe it was a charge. It is ruled a block. A couple more free throws again for the Raiders, who've been to the free throw line time and time and time in this contest.
Well, I will agree. She got fouled, but she wasn't shooting the ball.
Not at all. Free throw, Schaefer, good. Five straight for the Raiders at the stripe. And that one's too strong off the back flange. Rebound pinballed all around. And the board is corralled by Chloe Bruns, 5'11 sophomore in now for Fort Loramie. Up the floor to Izzy Meyer, who's guilty of double dribbling. 3:17 to go, second quarter, 21-7 Rushi. Substitution for the Redskins. Grudich back on the hardwood, Tennery out.
score, Chuck, at the end of the first quarter was what? 12-6. So in 5 minutes here in the second quarter, Fort Loramie, one foul shot. That is it. Gives you an idea of the Raiders' defense. It has been superb times two. Long three-pointer, Gubo for Rushi. Whoa, that was a floater way up in the atmosphere here at the Fort Loramie gym. It came right down through the nylon perfectly. She swished the cords, her second three. Rushi up 17, 24-7. Fort Loramie attacking to our left. Ball thrown to Grudich. Baseline left, Brandewey. Brandewey passed the ball to the post. She's hacked on the arm. And let's see if that's called a shot or a pass. That will be very curious to find out.
Yeah, it was obviously a pass.
Uh-huh. And that is the ruling. Ball out of bounds to the Redskins, left of the rim. It is Grudich peering in. Goes on the play to Izzy Meyer. She pivots into the lane, back to the basket. Throws on the arc to Brandewey. Brandewey 20 feet away. Now Meyer, 2:26 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie stuck at 7 after scoring 6 in the first quarter.
Two baskets, both by Brandewey for the game.
Fort Loramie was limited to 4 field goals against Rushi in the first meeting, the initial time they played this year. Redskins still dribbling the ball around, not penetrating the arc. It's Grudich. It's Siegel. It's Holscher. Outside the arc on the left, it's Brandewey. Top of the circle, Meyer. Meyer hangs on, gives it up near side to Grudich. Coming out to catch is Siegel. Far right wing. It's handled by Holscher, down to a minute 40 left in the second quarter. Rushi in the lead by 17, 24-7. Meyer throws a pass to Holscher in the right corner. She goes baseline, cut off. Back to Meyer, 25 feet away. Mid-post area, it's Brandewey. She puts it on the deck, and she catches a knee. Goes down. Common foul of the Raiders. Rushi's third of the period. Fort Loramie to throw in. Baseline, right of the basket. It's bounced in low on the left to Meyer. Little five-footer banker. Good. First bucket, Fort Loramie, second quarter. 24-9 in favor of Rushi. 70 seconds left in the half. Top of the circle with the ball for Rushi is Dosik. And head coach Michael Bayshore gets a timeout. 15-point bulge. Rushi leads it. A minute 12 to go first half on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Oh, so many thanks to Frisch's in Sydney. Still there, as popular as ever, has never left. Frisch's going strong, Michigan Avenue, west of I-75 in Sydney. Enjoy those fabulous Frisch's favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. Here is Rushi attacking, under a minute to go in the first half. Ball thrown to the post, then dished to Dosik in the left corner. Now Cordonier outside the arc, high right to Borchers. Fort Loramie appears to be in some sort of a zone defense right now, Chuck.
Yeah, they're in a 1-2-2, but Rushi's not going to attack it, so.
Deep right flank, it's Cordonier outside the arc to Francis. 33 seconds to go in the first half. 24-9 in favor of the Raiders. Oh, Frisch's has got that iconic big boy, the original fish sandwich, crispy onion rings, hot delicious chili and vegetable soup, and the outstanding hot fudge cake. Frisch's in Sydney, breakfast bar from 7 to 1 on weekends, 7 to 11 on weekdays, open till 9 during the week, 10 p.m. on the weekends. 7 seconds left in the first half. Rushi penetrates the lane, throws it away, baseline right. Offensive foul called against the Raiders. Rushi wound the clock down, Chuck. Well over a minute's worth. and then made a bad play at the end of the first half.
The play was there. She just threw it too hard and kept going and got the foul. That's two on Hazel.
5 seconds to go. Fort Laramie must go 94 feet. Eight players in backcourt. It goes to Puppelman with three to play. Puppelman at the timeline. A long pitch down the floor, short of the rim, and that's how the half ends. One field goal for Fort Laramie in the second quarter. Raiders' biggest lead was 17. It's 15 at the halftime break. 24-9, Rushi on top of Fort Laramie. As I was saying a few minutes ago, Frisch is still going strong, as popular as ever. On Route 47, west of I-75 in Sydney. And don't forget that popular dinner menu, spaghetti, meatloaf, whitefish, chicken pot pie, and more. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Still in Sydney, going strong with those fabulous Frisch's favorites. So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. It's the family salon for mom, dad, all the kids, and adult children. Styling for 40 years at Cutaway. Owner extraordinaire is Deb Gubo. Stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, and Ann Turner. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. 24-9, Rushi girls lead Fort Laramie at halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Hello once again. Welcome back here to Fort Laramie. Jack Creamer, Chuck McBee, halftime being brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Laramie and by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Rushi, Chuck, with a 15-point edge here at the halftime break.
They have played very well. They've done a great job defensively, and that's what they've held Laramie to 9 points. 11-6 rebounding advantage for the Raiders, 3-1 on the offensive boards. The Redskins turned it over 8 times. Rushi turned it over 6. 5 of 6 from the free throw line for the Raiders. 3 of 4 for Fort Laramie. Individual scoring for Fort Laramie. They were led by Olivia Brandewey with 5. Then they got 2 from Izzy Meyer and 2 from Corinne Holscher. They scored 6 and 3, 9 for the first half. Rushi led by Callie Gubo with 8. Cordonier had 7. We got 4 from Hazel Francis. three from Cammy Schaefer, two from Celeste Porchers. They scored 12 in each quarter and lead it 24-9 at the half.
And how many threes for the Raiders so far?
They got three of them. Kubo's got two, and Cordonier hit the first one.
Well, when Rushi is lighting it up a little bit behind the arc, Raiders can be so dangerous offensively. We know Rushi, with its length, will score down below the foul line. Those three-pointers, Kubo, Cordonier, those are bonuses. Two fine shooters. They have been all year long. No surprise that they've combined for three triples in this game so far. 24-9, Rushi over Fort Loramie. Halftime being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Porcher's Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for seven decades.
It was back in 1953 and three generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L, Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O-R-E-I-L-L-Y-M-T-S.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm in Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Raiders basketball leading Fort Loramie 24-9. We begin the third period of play. One of the big stories, Liza Puppelman, leading scorer on the year for Fort Loramie at 11 a game, has not scored in this tilt so far here tonight. Held ball in the first 13 seconds of the third quarter. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. Redskins possession down 15. Biggest separation between the two clubs, 17. Puppelman top of the circle, outside the arc on the left to Tenery. Tenery looks down inside. Rushi vying for its first outright SCAL championship in girls hoops since 1994. And trying to go 11-1, take the outright title in the SCAL here tonight with a victory over Fort Loramie. Redskins, Puppelman out on the arc, throws to a slicing Janelle Siegel, who cuts in from the top of the circle down the left side of the lane, and she is belted as she catches and goes toward the rack while shooting. Couple of free throws for her. The first is good. 24-10, Rushi. Second shot by Siegel. One, two, three bounces. It's in the air. Perfect. 24-11. Rushi in the lead by 13. We played 50 seconds here in the third quarter. Down the floor, Borchers. Foul line. Gives it up on the arc to York. Ball knocked away by Fort Loramie. Loose. And we've got a timeout called by the Raiders to salvage the possession. Don't know if Rushi was risking losing the ball there. Maybe so. Far side of the court. 7:05 left in the third. Raiders up 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Rushi inbounds to Cordania. Outside the arc on the left, it's Francis. Back to Ariana. Straight away, York. 25 feet away on the right, it's Hazel Francis. Weaving to Borchers. Top of the circle. Left wing handled there by York. Oh, she's got an opening. She drives and scores. Fort Loramie defender left her a half step. York took advantage. 26-11 in favor of Rushi. 6.5 to go here in the third. Puppelman straight away for the Redskins. Foul line extended left to a teammate. Then it's dumped down inside to Meyer. Shot blocked. Izzy got it back. She's hounded by two blue jerseys. Tie up occurs. Raider arrow. Rushi possession. Fort Loramie offensively, Chuck, not making a lot of clean passes toward the basket.
No, I mean, and it has a lot to do with the defense, but they just they've not gotten a lot of great guard play this evening.
Rushi with the ball, deep right side of the floor. It is York. Francis collects it straight away. Picked up by Izzy Meyer. Back to York. York lobs the pass down low on the right to Cordonier. Cordonier being covered up from behind, but fouled as she tries to shoot. Low post right. And for her work down inside, Ariana gets a trip to the stripe. Two free throws coming. Cordonier eyes the goal, looking for point number eight. There it is. 27-11 in favor of Rushi over Fort Loramie. First time these two teams played, Rushi won 34-16. The lead right now is 16 points. It was 18 at the end in that first contest between the two. Now it's 17 as Cordonier hits twice. 28-11. 9 for Cordonier. Puppelman, top of the circle. Fort Loramie clears out for her, but she is not strong enough with the ball. Takes it toward the rim. Ball flies out of her hand on the shot. Hits the backboard, and Rushi's got it. Here's Cordonier at midcourt. Outside the arc on the left of Borchers. Cammie Schaefer on the floor. She's got it straight away. Back to Borchers near side. York, 25 feet out. Gives it back to Borchers. 5:16 to go, third quarter. Borchers tries to knife through traffic into the lane. Puppelman swipes at it. It's loose. Cordonier reels it in. Rushi still got it. Here's Cordonier. Tracking her way down the lane. Off balance shot. Hit the backboard. No good. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Holscher dashes up the floor. Into the post for Siegel. Cutting to the basket. Cammie Schaefer gets a piece of it. So does Siegel. It's out of bounds off Fort Loramie.
That was open. The pass was about a half a second later than it needed to be.
Just not clean enough. And you've got to be very clean against this Rushi defense. And the officials down to her right have changed the call. It is not off Siegel. It's off Schaefer. And it is Fort Loramie possession. That might have been a good switch.
I couldn't tell.
Inbounding right of the rim. Siegel for Fort Loramie. Throws below the basket to a teammate. Hooking foul from the backside on Rushi. 4:53 to go. Third quarter, 28-11. Rushi in the lead. You'll be all smiles with super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, West Main, and Fort Loramie. Izzy Meyer in the post area gathers the inbounds pass, tries to squeeze between two Raiders, simply can't do it. Rushi manages to claw the ball away. Good steal by the Raiders. As Izzy had no chance to get closer to the basket, excellent D by the visiting team. Cordonier down the left side. Beers back out on top. 4:26 to go, third quarter. Puppelman against Schaefer. Ball pried away. Pile up at midcourt. Scrum for it. Arrow will favor which club? Fort Loramie. 4:20 left to go here in the third quarter. 28-11, Rushi. Customer pricing and financing always at Geyer's. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram on West Main and Fort Loramie. You see, when Gus Geyer started Geyer's, he was smiling way back then, treating every customer with great service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com. Puppelman, top of the circle, still scoreless for Fort Loramie. She's got the ball 30 feet away, angles to the right, goes to the right of the lane, flips it on the arc to Meyer. Meyer squeezes in between a couple Raiders, got to the rim this time, left it short, foul Fort Loramie on the rebound. Against this Rushi defense, Chuck, the length, the size, the tenacity, Fort Loramie just can't finish in the paint.
No, they've had some good looks here in the third quarter. They're just not dropping. And give the credit to Rushi. This is a really good basketball team, especially defensively.
Indeed. Well, if they make a few threes on a night when that happens, along with this defense, look out. This club is Final four material for sure. Gubo 30 feet away for Rushi. Now to Cordonia. 3:28 to go third quarter. 28-11 Raiders. Uh-oh, there's a travel by Dosik. He dragged the foot top of the key. Redskins get it back. Fort Loramie at 11. Scored 16 in the first meeting. And unless the Redskins get it in gear, may be hard-pressed to top that 16.
Yeah, that's only 5 points, but they're not really scoring at a great clip.
Oh, no, they're tough to come by against this Raiders D. Top of the circle, it's Brandewey. Brandewey on the bounce, fumbled the ball through the top of the circle. Bodies fly, ball's on the deck. Rushi's on the back of a Redskin player. Foul called, Dosik. Fort Loramie will throw in, baseline right. Honors go to Siegel. That York in for Dosik. For Rushi. Out there on the court just briefly for the Raiders. Last sequence was Ruby Francis, 5'8 freshman. Ball bounced in bounds by Fort Loramie right to York. York's got the pickoff.
Of self-defense.
To Cordonia. Cordonia over the Fort Loramie logo at midcourt. Down the left side, it goes to Francis. Francis boxed in. Good defense, Izzy Meyer. Hand off to York. York 30 feet away from the basket. Throws wildly for a cutter. Not a good pass. Izzy Meyer tracks down the loose ball for Fort Loramie. Up ahead to Siegel. Siegel 25 feet away, on top to Meyer. Right wing, three-point shooter, Fort Loramie. That was a long one pumped up there. Missed on the play. Redskins get the long board, though. Brandewey to the rack on the inside. No. Rebound, no. Foul, Rushi. Couple of shots at the stripe here for Brandewey. 28-11. Is it my imagination, Chuck? Not much scoring here in the third quarter.
8-2.
Rushi 8 points, Fort Loramie 2 here in this period. 2 minutes, 31 seconds to go. Third quarter of play. Brandewey at the stripe for Fort Loramie. She had two throws coming, missed them both. Rebound Rushi, foul Redskins in backcourt. This game is grinding to a pretty sluggish pace. We've had seven fouls in this quarter in the first 5 minutes plus. Cordonia will bring it down for Rushi. Cordonia's got 9. 8 points for Gubo. The two guards have combined for 17 for the Raiders. Excellent game for them. Cordonia backs her defender down, backs her down, up with the left hand, swings it in. Nice left hand push shot right in front. Well done, Cordonia. One-on-one maneuver at its best. Raiders cleared out for her. She scored. And then Fort Loramie pitches it out of bounds.
She had a 5'3 sophomore that doesn't have a whole lot of varsity time, and she just took her down the lane and laid it in.
2 minutes to go here in the third. Rushi 30, Fort Loramie 11. Cordonia walks it to the timeline. Picked up by Puppelman. Cordonia veers left. Cordonia gets a screen. Gives it up straight away to Borchers. Bounce pass down the right side. It goes on the play to Ruby Francis. Straight away Borchers. Switch off of Fort Loramie. They cover up the dribbler Gubo. Little pick and roll intended for Borchers. And it's tossed out of bounds.
That's 11 turnovers for the Raiders. That's a little more than they probably want.
30-11 Rushi. 90 seconds left, third quarter. Again, the final score first meeting was 34-16. Ball thrown to the post to Brandewey. She spins, maneuvers, in there forever. Could have been called, maybe. Hand off to Puppelman. Puppelman swings down the lane, all the way to the rack. Good for two. The initial 2 points of the contest for Liza Puppelman. Splendid drive. 30-13, Rushi. A minute to go, third quarter. Cordonia, Gubo, foul line Borchers, baseline right to a cutter, streaking in toward the rim, and scoring is Borchers. Fort Loramie gambled out high, paid for it along the baseline. 32-13, Rushi. 46 ticks on the clock. Late third quarter. Redskins throw it deep left corner. It is Holscher on top to Puppelman, near side to Tennery. Tennery goes cross court. Collected there by Bruns. Back to Tennery, 25 feet out. Cordonier on her. Puppelman straight away. Floater in the lane to Siegel. Siegel to Holscher. To Puppelman, elbow left. Hacking foul. Reach in by Rushi. And that is team foul number 5. Puppelman goes to the stripe for the Redskins, who trail 32-13 with 19.4 to go here in the third quarter, as the Rushi girls vie for their first SCAL girls basketball championship in the conference since 1994. It's been that long. First free throw by Puppelman, up and in. 32-14, Rushi. Second shot, Liza. Dips the knees. Got it. Nope, it's ruled no good. Apparently, Puppelman inched over the line before going airborne with that shot. That's
in a 17-point game, you're going to make that call.
32-14, Rushi in the lead. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Tough break for Liza, who had swished a pair of free ones, second one discounted. Here's a long three by Gubo with 5 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's off the heel, the rim no good. Rebound Puppelman, backcourt to a teammate, and the third quarter finishes. Rushi 32, Fort Loramie 14. We head to the fourth. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Zygabush wants to throw. Out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main in Anna, Trackside Treats.
Well, we'd like to remind you all about the Schaefer Market, your new community go-to store, formerly Wagner's, South Main in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Market's gone local. We've got what you wanted. They're on our shelves. The Happy Pies, Weber Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Winner's Meats, and more. Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie. Sample the hot daily lunches in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which offers you fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie, formerly Wagner's. And on the other end of town, the North Loramie drive-thru is now the Schaefer drive-thru. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at the Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly the North Loramie drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by today and see all those new items, as well as your old favorites, at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's, in Fort Loramie. And Schaefer RV Storage is brand new, located right behind Schaefer Market. The bays are 14 by 54 feet each. Email Holly Schaefer, holly@schaeferoil.com, to find out more about Schaefer RV Storage and support the Schaefer Market Gallon Give Back program at the Market Gas Pumps. Always low pricing, plus a penny from each gallon sold goes to a special public service endeavor. But the Rushi Raiders took a good 40 seconds off the clock and then eventually made a bad pass. Fort Loramie with a quick shot down to her right. No good. Raiders have the board. Forecourt to her left. 6:39 remaining, fourth quarter, foul called against Fort Loramie. Halftime score, Chuck, was what?
24-9.
So here in the second half of this game, in 10 minutes, it is 8-5 Rushi.
Yeah.
Not much scored. Bad pass picked off Puppelman. Bad pass by her. Goes out of bounds right back to Rushi. Lots and lots of turnovers here in this game. Fort Loramie takes a timeout, down 18, 6:32 to go in the fourth. Unless things change miraculously, the Rushi girls have their first SCAL title since 1994. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep, Raiders throw the ball inbounds. First pass, a good one. Second one is not. Intercepted by Puffelman. Here comes Fort Loramie down 18 with the ball. Top of the circle, Tennery. And Fort Loramie simply has not gotten very many good shots in this game.
Tennery hasn't gotten a shot off in the game.
Nope. And in that meeting at Rushi, I think she got one shot in that game. After she drained 5 3-pointers on the road at Anna to win that game for the Redskins, boy, she has been spied on by opposing defenses. Here's Tennery behind the arc. Cordonier all over her. Kendall into the lane, can't shoot. Hand off to Brandoe, squeezing her way between two blue jerseys. Puts up a 5-footer right in front. Backboard rim, no good. Rebound down to Rushi. A lid on it tonight for the Redskins. They're at 14 points, at 16 in the first meeting. 5:38 to go, fourth quarter. Cordonier between the circles, goes to the high post on the play to Borchers. Ball dealt below the rim to Francis, right back to Borchers, and she's belted and fouled, and she'll get a couple at the stripe with 5:32 to go here in the fourth. 32-14, Raiders in the lead. So many thanks to Barker Insurance. Located on County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. 937-492-1857, 492-1857 for Barker Insurance. Fouled in the act of shooting, Celeste Borchers nets a couple free throws. Rushi shooting fouls well tonight, far better than the 56 or 7% on the year.
9 for 10.
There you go. That'll boost that team average by plenty. 20-point lead, Rushi. Inbounding, Grudich for Fort Loramie. Swings it 25 feet away to Siegel. Siegel's got it on the arc. Siegel and Puppelman for Fort Loramie in recent games have been scoring well at the guard positions for the Redskins. Not tonight.
No.
Puppelman's got, what, 3 points, I think, Chuck, total. Ball thrown to the post. Meyer around the defender, high off the glass, no good. Errant shot, rebound Rushi, foul, tug of war. It'll be Raiders' possession.
Well, Liza's been guarded most of the evening by Hazel Francis, a 6-footer who has a lot of quickness and length.
And Puppelman's got 3 in this game. Siegel's got 2. The two guards for Fort Loramie, averaging 18, 19 points between them on the year, have 5. 4:40 to go, fourth quarter. Rushi leads at 34-14. Cordonier strides down the left side. Swings it back on top. Picks up the dribble. Looks for help. Bounce pass to Francis, 25 feet away. 4:26 to go here in the fourth. Francis doubled near the timeline. Head coach Michael Bayshore gets a timeout. 4:21 to go, fourth quarter. 20-point lead, Rushi on scorersbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup. A favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Tomorrow night, here on scoresbroadcast.com, we are at Rushi. Bodkins boys shoot for 11-0 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Having already wrapped up the league championship, Bodkins aiming for a perfect 12-0 campaign. Fort Loramie after the timeout inbounds. And a tie-up of Kerr's. Arrow favors Fort Loramie. Callie Gubo is knotted up on the play. Down to 4:13 left in the fourth. 34-14, we're a Fort Loramie two-pointer away from the same score of the first meeting, 34-16.
They've had a struggle getting two-pointers, so they may not get it.
Here's Puppelman driving, give and go with a teammate. It was dealt to Brandewee, who dropped it off low on the right to a white-shirted Redskin who had a foot on the line. Out of bounds. Possession, Rushi. 4 minutes, 3 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Barker Insurance, located on 25A, a mile north of I-75. Can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Here's Rushi in the half court. 5 second count occurs. My imagination, Chuck, or has it been a second half of miscues?
Oh, that's 10 turnovers for Rushi in the second half. 16 for the game.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're still up 20.
We work down to the 3.5 minute mark in the fourth. Puppelman top of the circle for Fort Loramie. We're stuck at 34-13. Or 34-14, I should say. And baseline goes to Brandewee. Nifty drive below the hoop. Tight ropes the boundary. Reverse layup. No, but a foul against Rushi. Brandewee shoots two here for the Redskins.
I think it's been a very consistent officiated game tonight.
It has.
They've let them bang each other a little bit, but they've let both ends bang them.
Free throw too hard. Boy, can you imagine if all or most all of the contact had been called?
we'd be here at midnight.
Second free throw, Brandewee good after the first one was missed. 34-15, Rushi. Here's a steal taken away by the Redskins in backcourt. Puppelman got it. And then I think she might have had a toe hit the line.
Toe.
York on a reach in, which might have forced the Fort Loramie player out of bounds. It's called a foul. And Fort Loramie will play it in low left of the rim with 3:29 to go in the fourth quarter. Playmaker out of bounds is Siegel. He pitches into Brandewee. Ooh, Fort Loramie muffs it. Jump ball occurs. Rushi possession.
Wow.
With 3:24 to go in the fourth quarter.
Coach Siegel is just—he's got to be so frustrating. Yeah. She's not used to seeing this much just weakness with the basketball.
And that's a good way to describe it. Just not strong enough with the leather in the hands.
They're all pretty young. I'll give them that.
Indeed, they are. But some of these miscues just unforced,
yep.
or caused by not being strong with the ball.
No, yeah, a lot of them caused by that. Yep. A lot of not even getting shots off.
And Rushi's had a handful of them too, mistakes.
Yep.
Timeout called, 34-15, Rushi leads. Just over two to play, fourth quarter, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We currently package over 50 million poly bags of hardware per year while maintaining strict accuracy standards. We are production support in Rushi. We provide customized electronic poly bagging of your products, and we offer assembly, warehousing, and distribution too. Today, production support prepares products for the marketplace more affordably and more efficiently than ever. We're always looking to expand our team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check our website, productionsupportinc.com. Through Scores Broadcast, we promote the many schools and athletic programs it follows with online sports coverage. Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service, where your job is in the bag.
3 minutes left in the fourth. 19-point lead, Rushi, 34-15. Here is Rushi handling the ball. Cordonier on the arc. And head coach Bayshore says, retreat. Go toward midcourt. Play a little four corners action here. Ball dealt left side of the hardwood to Francis. Back out to Cordonier. Three team fouls on Fort Loramie. Three on Rushi. And if you've got a good foul shooting team, Chuck, and you get a lead by three or four hoops with 3 minutes left, and you are in the five foul situation, and you get two every time you toe the stripe.
Yep.
You've got a big, big advantage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, Rushi up 19 as it's salted away, but I'm not sure if I like this rule so much. I'm not a fan of it.
I don't know. I liked the one-on-one in the games. I thought that put pressure that, yep, that you don't, yep, feel shooting two every time.
It made it interesting.
Yeah. It,
foul called on Fort Loramie. Common inbounded by Rushi. Left corner, Cordonier. 2:17 and counting to go in the fourth. Rushi, no intention to shoot here. 34-15 lead. The score, first meeting between the two, was 34-16. Over-guarding foul on Fort Loramie. And that is the team's fourth. Rushi will throw in next foul, the fifth. And Rushi will shoot two. Oh, my mistake. That was the fifth.
That was their fifth.
Izzy Meyer picked it up. Couple free ones here for the Raiders.
Hazel Francis.
First shot, way short of the mark, no good. Rushi has shot fouls very well here tonight. That's a good sign for head coach Michael Bayshore's team, which has been well below 60% all year long, and closer to 55 than 60. Second one missed. We're stuck at 34-15, 2 minutes to go in the fourth. Meyer in the right corner for Fort Loramie catches the ball out of bounds.
2 minutes to play.
Fort Loramie with changes. Marissa Snyder, 5'8 sophomore on the floor. Again, a key to this game, Rushi's defense, and it can be summed up in these two scoring totals. 2 points for Janelle Siegel for Fort Loramie. 3 points for Liza Puppelman for Fort Loramie. The two averaging about 19 points a game between them. They've got five tonight. Little short shot, baseline J by Dosek for Rushi. She found herself open, did Kylie. She dropped in a 10-footer to make it 36-15 in favor of Rushi with a minute 27 to go. Here's a Fort Loramie pass. The official far side of the floor says it was tipped by Rushi. Otherwise, it's over and back. Loramie goes and grabs it and restarts the attack. Right wing, it's Grudic. Down inside to Brandewey. In traffic. 7-footer. Real good defense. Ball skids across the rim. Thought it was going to go down. Did everything but go in. Snyder snatched the rebound for Fort Loramie. She's fouled, and she shoots two. 6 points in this game for the Redskins' Olivia Brandewey. She's had six. Still not quite her per-game average. Rushi substituting. York Dosik out. 108 to go. Snyder at the stripe for Fort Loramie. She swishes the second after missing the first, and it's 36-16. Again, Rushi won the first meeting, 34-16. 1 minute to go, fourth quarter. Ball thrown up the left side by the Raiders to Courtney Flippo. 5-foot senior guard is in. Errant pass along the baseline, and it's snapped up on the play by the Redskins. Down the floor, 30 feet away, it's Siegel. Siegel goes to Snyder in the right corner, 40 ticks on the clock. Top of the circle, Puppelman catching Snyder, 30 feet away. Ball dumped down, baseline left, forced up by Brandewee, short. That might have been Holscher who took the shot. Loose ball rebound down to Rushi, and it's picked off on the play, but Puppelman, who gets the easy one. She got the cripple, loose ball, backcourt, Berushi, a muff by the Raiders. Puppelman picked it up, glided toward the rim, and scored to make it 36-18. Wholesale changes by Rushi with 18.9 to go. And Rushi in the lead, 18 points, having doubled the score on Fort Loramie. Final tally will be very similar to the final score in the first game. Rushi won that by 18. Right now, Rushi's up by 18. Each team with two more points than they scored the first time around. 18 ticks on the clock. Rushi inbounding. Flippo up the near side to Cora Dosik, who's in, 6-foot senior. Hand off to Annabelle Armstrong, 5'5 senior. Pass near side of the floor, spoiled by Fort Loramie and stolen. Heave down the floor, picked off by Flippo, stolen back by Fort Loramie. Hand off to Puppelman, driving layup in traffic is good. And a foul on Rushi with .5 left to go in the fourth quarter. And Puppelman's got a free throw. Puppelman shooting a foul shot here with a chance to get to 6, I believe, for the game. She puts it up and makes it. Chuck, I thought she made the loose ball driving layup.
She didn't make the basket. It's Rushi's ball.
She stood at the line as if the official was going to let her shoot a second free throw.
She made the basket. This guy on the outside's confused.
Rushi will throw in after the made free throw with 5/10 of a second to go in the fourth quarter. It's 36-21 Rushi. Ball lobbed to midcourt. Touched by the Redskins, and that does it. The Rushi Raiders win the SCAL Girls Championship for the first time since 1994, defeating Fort Loramie 36-21. As Rushi goes to 11-1 on the year in the league, Fort Loramie 9-3. Redskins finish in a two-way tie with Anna, also 9-3. 36-21 Raiders over the Redskins here on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your team's on the field, every second counts. And in your shop, it's no different. Knox Manufacturing Solutions keeps your CNC machines running at championship level. From Haas to Akuma, Fanuc, and more, we service any brand, any machine. And as a proud distributor of Mazak machines, we score with world-class equipment and merge it with our frontline support. Located in Franklin, Ohio, we service all of Southern Ohio, including Shelby, Auglaize, Mercer, Dark, Miami, and surrounding counties. Call 1-877-KNOX-CNC. That's 1-877-KNOX-CNC. Knox Manufacturing Solutions, your first and last choice in CNC machine service. Keeping manufacturing in the game.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Vaughn Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Vaughn agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Vaughn Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies, like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Vaughn agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Vaughn can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Vaughn Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center, at allenvaughninsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-V-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Vaughn go to work for you.
The Berushi subdues Fort Loramie easily here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Final tally, 36-21. Raiders led from start to finish. Berushi dominated this girls' game tonight with outstanding defense, wall to wall, one side court to the other. It was splendid all night long. Yet Berushi made 21 turnovers, survived that many miscues, and won it by 15 points in the end, 36-21. It was up to 18 or 19 on one occasion, and Fort Loramie got the last three at the end of this game. Raiders swept Fort Loramie this year, won the first meeting 34-16. The last time Berushi won each game played in a season over Fort Loramie was back in 16-17, when the Raiders beat the Redskins three times, 50-27, 45-30, and 49-36 in the tournament. Since then, Fort Loramie had ruled the series, winning 16 of 19. But Berushi sweeps Fort Loramie this year and takes the SCAL title outright. First time since 1994 for the Raiders. Congrats to a very good Berushi girls basketball team, which, Chuck, if it gets a few outside jump shots, it's going to be mighty dangerous in the D7 tournament trail.
Yeah, Fort Loramie is going to be a team that's going to win some games in the tournament. So that was not a bad team that they just beat by 15 points.
No.
You see a little chink here and there in some of the Berushi armor a little bit, but for the most part, that's a talented basketball team. I mean, they got lengthy. Cordonier just dominates with the ball on top, and that was the difference in the game tonight. Their guard play compared to Loramie's guard play.
And just enough depth as well. They go into the bench with a few additional players with fine skills. Not a huge talent drop off there at all. Berushi, a girls team to be reckoned with in the D7 tournament. No question about it.
Yep, no doubt. I mean, this could be their year.
Let's take a look at our scoring, highlight our stars of this game. Presented to Sour Mugs in West Milton, and Sour Mugs in the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly called the Piqua East Mall.
Well, let's take a look first at rebounding. 19-14, Berushi had the advantage. Loramie had five offensive rebounds. Berushi didn't have an offensive rebound in the second half. They turned the ball over 21 times, 15 times in the second half. Loramie turned it over 15 total, 8-7. Free throw shooting, the Redskins 9 of 15. Berushi was 9 of 12. Individual scoring for the Redskins, they were led, surprisingly, by Liza Poppelman. She had 8. Olivia Brandewee had 6. And then it drops all the way down to Siegel with 2. Meyer with 2. Holscher with 2. Marissa Snyder with a free throw. I'm going to go with Olivia Brandewee as my player of the game for the Redskins. On the Berushi side, 11 points for Cordonier. She's a terrific basketball player, only a sophomore. Gubo had 8. She got all those in the first half. I don't think she took a shot in the second half. 6 points for Hazel Francis. They got 4 from Celeste Borchers, 3 from Cammie Schaefer off the bench, and 2 from Dosick, 2 from Faith York. They scored 36 for the game, and I'm going to go with Callie Gubo as my player of the game for Rushi. It could obviously be Cordonier, but you could probably pick her every game.
So right about that. Thanks so much to Sourbugs, new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. This part of our presentation is brought to you by Sourbugs in West Milton. Sourbugs Wings and Barbecue, located in the Social in the Pickwa Center, formerly the Pickwa East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Pickwa at the food court at the Social in the Pickwa Center, formerly the Pickwa East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Pickwa Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Pickwa Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Pickwa, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Pickwa Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, the Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Pickwa Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
A healthy home and garden start with the right care. At Provico Farm and Show Supply, you'll find the products you need to care for your lawn, garden, and outdoor spaces. Provico at 225 South Main in Bodkins is your local, family-owned, and trusted source. From grass seed and fertilizers to garden tools, pond chemicals, and seasonal supplies, we make it easy to grow and maintain a space you're proud of. Our knowledgeable Provico team is always ready to help with expert advice and trusted solutions for every project, big or small. Provico Farm and Show Supply at 225 South Main in Bodkins, your local source for lawn, landscaping, and garden success.
Welcome back here to Fort Loramie. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, as we wind down this presentation on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks so much to our online listeners on this chilly Thursday evening. Going to get colder and then warm back up. Temperatures on the rise by next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Rushi victorious over Fort Loramie, 36-21. Clean sweep by the Raiders over the Redskins this year. It's a Fort Loramie team that has got room to grow. It's a young club.
Yep.
Rushi's defense will just make you look bad. That's all there is to it. And that was the case again tonight. Rushi won 34-16 first meeting, 36-21 here tonight. Rushi wins the outright SCAL Girls Basketball Championship, first time since 1994. And looking down the road, Chuck, odds are these two clubs will hook up again in the regional. Who knows, maybe a regional championship in Division VII.
Well, it's possible. I mean, Loramie's really, it's too late in the season to think that they're going to make a lot of changes. But, you know, she's still subbing people. She's still trying to find a combination. And tonight she played some JV kids in critical spots. Mm-hmm. Just trying to get somebody out there. And if anybody's going to figure it out, it'll be Coach Siegel.
Yeah, Rushi's defense is like one big giant spider web. It throws a net over you, and you just can't move very much. And when you try to drive in the paint, you're asking for trouble, and they hedge and switch on the arc. You don't get an open look, and everybody's got length. In D7 girls basketball in the state of Ohio, it's got to be the best defensive team by a long shot.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what you have seen in the past when Loramie had their really good teams.
Mm-hmm.
They played a half-court trap. They had length. Kenzie Holscher, 6'1", out on the point, playing that. I mean, and that's what Rushi's got. They've just got all that length. Hazel Francis on top, and Cordonia taking the ball and distributing it. They had turnovers, but they were silly turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that's going to be anything they need to worry much about.
And the three-pointers from Cordonia and Gubo kind of set the table, widened the gap early on, and separated the two teams for good. And Rushi stretched it out, was up 20, maybe even 21 at one point, wound up winning with 15. We're on the air tomorrow night, 6:35, from Rushi. Bodkins boys against the Rushi Raiders. Bodkins has wrapped up the SCAL. And we're going to find out tomorrow night if Bodkins is still playing with that intensity, having the league locked up. I'll be curious to see.
I think they will at Rushi.
I think so, too. And then on Saturday afternoon, right back here at Fort Loramie, 12:35 airtime, a tip around 1:15, 1:20. Marion Local girls at Fort Loramie. Marion Local was nipped this past Tuesday by Rushi, 37-36. So two good games for you on Friday and Saturday. Hope you join us. It's going to be cold outside. Stay warm on the inside. And join us on Scores Broadcast. Thanks to Chuck alongside, who is over that low-grade pneumonia. It hangs on, makes you weak.
Oh, I'm telling you what, I not only thought I was dying, I was kind of hoping there for a couple of days.
it made you weak from 2025 all the way to 2026.
They gave me a Tamiflu. I mean, they were just guessing, I think. They want me to go in the hospital. I told them, no.
For the online listeners, for Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Fort Loramie. Rushi wins the outright SCAL Girls Championship, downing the Redskins 36-21.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Local very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Local Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub.
Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring & Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.